This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Friday, the 26th of June 2020, this is Stuck at Home. I'm Bex and I'm joined at last once again by my Fun Kids friend Josh. Hey Josh.
Hey Bex, how do you do?
I do very well, thank you. That's the most formal greeting I've had. How do you do?
I do very well also.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here. In this episode, Michael from The Week Junior will be telling us all about do-it-yourself face coverings. Josh and I give you some stuff to do at home this weekend, and we're paying a visit to the world of Sean and Robot to hear another tune from their brand new podcast. So we are stuck at home, just like you might be right now, recording this podcast from our bedrooms, cupboards, kitchens, I don't know, underneath the table. So bear with us if it gets a bit glitchy every now and again, or if we sound a little bit robotic. So Josh, tell me, what have you been up to that our listeners could try at home?
So I have been teaching myself something from YouTube.
Go on.
That's pretty much it. I think YouTube is an amazing, like, I don't know, universities are probably looking over their shoulder and checking out YouTube, creeping up on them, because you can learn almost anything on YouTube. Some stuff you shouldn't learn, so do ask a parent before you're learning that. But you can learn anything if you want to learn how to knit, how to crochet, how to do non-haberdashery things. There's all of them. So yeah, I've been following a tutorial, like a series of videos, a playlist, and teaching myself something new. So I think people should go and do that.
Well, obviously, Josh, I'm going to have to ask what you've actually been learning.
I don't think it matters, because my point is that you can learn anything if you want to learn crocheting, knitting, non-haberdashery items. It's all there. It's excellent. Yeah. Often very kindly Americans. Thank you, America.
I mean, I'll be honest, Josh, this has raised more questions than answers for me, because first of all, I can't figure out whether you've been learning crocheting and other non-haberdashery things, but you're scared to admit it, or that's the only thing you've got written down in front of you right now.
I guess this is a safe space. I'll tell you what I've been learning. Mm-hmm. I've been learning how to write.
Oh, really? That's great.
I don't mean creative writing. I mean handwriting.
Oh. Okay.
My handwriting has always been illegible.
Right. I've seen it. So yeah.
I was given my pen license way too soon. Way too soon. I think I don't know, maybe I needed a firmer tiller on teaching me to handwrite, because I just can't do it. I can write. I can get it down. But even I struggle to read my handwriting sometimes. So I've been watching this lovely lady and she's teaching me how to improve my handwriting.
That's a great thing to do. That's a really good idea. I know lots of people as well want to learn like really lovely, flowy, old-fashioned handwriting. I imagine there's stuff like that online as well on YouTube.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I am at the very beginnings of my handwriting journey. I'm not going to calligraphy just yet. But, you know, if your handwriting's better than mine, which it almost definitely is, regardless of age or ability, yeah, go to calligraphy. But I think there's all sorts on there. Yeah. It's good fun.
There is. I mean, I know that people have learned plumbing from online tutorials on YouTube. People have learned instruments. I think you can learn languages. There's loads of different things you can learn, like stuff around the house that you need to get done or you need to do. You can just look online of how to do it.
Yeah. I mean, there was one I was watching the other day. And obviously, this is a big one for grown-up help. But you can make your own pizza oven. And it's weirdly not that hard.
Really?
Yeah. You know the principle of when you make like a papier-mâché helmet and you blow up a balloon and papier-mâché over it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that with an exercise ball. So you blow up one of those big exercise balls and you put like this, I don't know, like this putty on. Then it dries. You deflate the exercise ball and you've got like a pizza oven.
That's incredible. And you've learned that from YouTube?
Yes.
Well, this is great. You've basically uncovered a brand new resource. I don't think we've mentioned YouTube tutorials yet. So if you're online right now, well, make sure you go to YouTube. And just if there's something you've always wanted to learn, there's probably someone online who's given you a little free lesson.
Yeah, exactly. And like, make sure you're on YouTube Kids and your parents are happy with like what you're watching and stuff. But there's so much you can learn.
This is awesome. And calligraphy actually is a really good thing to learn as well. Although, of course, you're still learning, you know, the earlier stages. Have you written that famous sentence yet? Is it the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog? Is that it?
I certainly don't know what a fox is, but yeah, I think. No, come now. No, I haven't. I haven't. I've just been writing a range of sentences of my own creation and some of June's, but no quick brown fox. But why is that? Why is that a sentence? Is that because it has every letter in the alphabet in, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's one of those famous phrases that has every letter in. Therefore, you can get an example of how every letter looks in that certain font or typeface, yeah.
There's no Z, though, is there?
The lazy.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Good work.
Thank you so much.
You were correct. I concede. Over to you, Bex. What have you been doing with your time?
Well, I've been trying to figure out a way of having more fun in the garden and doing more exciting things out in the back, because it's getting a bit sunny, hopefully. It's summertime, right? So I have found some outdoor games that you can make at home. Would you like to hear them, Josh?
I'd love to hear them.
Okay, well, I mean, a lot of people, it's quite an American thing, making a slip and slide, which is basically just a very slidey bit of plastic outside. So that's one thing you can do outside. But what I've figured out is a few games you could play that are very, very easy. There's Scrabble, outdoor Scrabble. Just write loads and loads of different letters on little bits of paper, and then you can play it on your grass outside.
Oh, that's a clever idea.
It's super easy.
Yeah.
Super simple. Tic-tac-toe. Not the windy day, no. Noughts and crosses, as we call it. So if you've got loads of little stones, I know lots of people have been painting stones and painting pictures recently. So maybe get a bunch for worth of like two teams worth, I guess. Paint one like as lady flowers, one as bumblebees, or put just noughts on one and crosses on the other. And then you can make a little kind of grid out of sticks in the back garden. And then you've got your very own handmade tic-tac-toe / noughts and crosses arena. Or also, found out an amazing one on Google, bin bag ladder toss. Now, this might be one of the most basic games, but I think would be quite fun. Basically, you get a ladder and then you put a little point system. So you get points depending on which kind of rung of the ladder you throw a beanbag through, and it's kind of, I guess, like a dartboard but with a ladder and with beanbags instead of darts. Does that make sense?
No. So hang on, where's this ladder then? Tell me where the ladder is and where.
So you got
I
a ladder.
Am.
You got a ladder.
Yeah.
And you fold it out.
Step ladder or extender.
Like a normal size ladder, like not a tall ladder that you'd lean against your house. That would be madness.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, well, that's what I had in mind.
Okay, just a normal ladder. And then get some bin bags, or bean bags,
yeah.
Or like something small you can throw, maybe a stone. And then you maybe say, if I throw it underneath the bottom rung, I get 30 points. And then in between the next two, I get 20 points. The next one, I get 10 points. And then you get different point numbers for where you end up throwing the bean bag or the stone.
So is it harder to throw it through one gap than the other then?
Yes, because some of them are different sizes, and also, for example, it's harder to throw it at the very bottom one, and I think on the very top one as well you've got to get a good like overarm throw.
Yes, I see what you're saying. This is an excellent game.
So I mean, basically I'm saying you don't have to buy things to have fun. You could just use what you've got at home already. Basically,
that is an excellent idea, because some gardens are great, but like after you've laid down for 2-3 days you really are bored of it. So games, please. Yes.
Yes, as many outdoor games as possible. The outdoor Scrabble might be quite a fun one as well. So if you get up to those things, let us know. Go to funkidslive.com/stuck and you could appear in a future episode.
So we're listening to a brand new series called Chemistry Superheroes. So it's all about Karina and her superhero alter ego, K-Mystery. So listen closely to this episode as well, because at the end of the podcast, we're giving you a quiz on it.
K-Mystery, elements in danger.
Hey everyone, I've been checking out elements that are used in our everyday gadgets, like mobile phones and tablet devices. And as I've discovered, if we carry on using them as much as we do, many might not be around in the future. Who can save the day? This sounds like a job for a chemistry superhero alter ego.
It's a job for everyone, not just me. Now, while we have looked in detail at a few elements that are in danger...
And by danger, you mean running out, not danger of, well, you know, being hit by an asteroid.
Well, duh! Okay, as well as those that are super at risk, there are as many as 70 other different elements in your phone. Let's check them out. First up, there's a bunch of elements that you've probably heard of and aren't rare at the moment. Let me introduce you to oxygen and carbon! Oxygen and carbon are mixed with other rare elements like aluminium to make compounds for everything from screens to batteries to the plastic case on the outside.
Yeah, if oxygen was rare, I don't think humans last very long, let alone worry about mobile phones. What other elements are there?
Here's some more names you might recognise, but which are rarer than you might think. Give it up for copper and tin! Ooh, copper is used as an electrical conductor in the circuit board, whilst tin is used to help make the screen. Luckily for us, they're both elements that are easy to recycle, which helps preserve the resources we have.
As long as we keep recycling.
Exactly. Now here's an elusive bunch of elements that might sound new to you. They also have some pretty weird names. Check out dysprosium, gadolinium, and neodymium.
Heard of them? I couldn't even pronounce them. Neodymium, mium?
You might not have heard of neodymium, but it's super useful for batteries. You might also have played with it without realising. It also makes super strong magnets. You might have used one to play an experiment with.
Yeah, magnets are pretty cool.
Now, we've seen that silver is one of the elements most in danger. It might surprise you to find that there are other precious metals in our foam. Give it up for platinum and gold! Gold doesn't just make pretty jewellery. As it's chemically very stable and conducts electricity, it's used to make circuit boards. Platinum is used in the microcapacitors, along with elements like tantalum and palladium.
Wow. So every time someone throws an old gadget away, they're literally throwing gold into the bin. You can see why recycling's so important.
And remember arsenic, our sensational but somewhat sneaky substance that can be poisonous too? Well, it's not the only one. Stand well back from lead and antimony!
Antimony? I think there used to be a kid in my class called antimony.
Probably not. Lead is used in the solder that joins together different components in the foam, whilst antimony is used to make semiconductor devices such as diodes, but they can be bad for your health.
Yikes! I better throw my phone away. I mean, recycle it.
Chill out. They're used in teeny quantities which can't cause harm. Just don't eat your phone, maybe. You know, just to be on the safe side.
Definitely won't eat my phone.
And we haven't even got to bromine, cobalt, lithium, magnesium, silicone, phosphorus, and many, many others. I think they all deserve a round of applause.
Oh, who knew my phone was such a power pack of elements? It's good some aren't in danger yet. But what can we do to help protect those that are?
There's plenty you can do. More gadgets mean more elements are needed. So simply buying fewer phones and tablets, well, we can start preserving the resources that we have. Sharing and reusing technology you don't need anymore and recycling them when they're broken. Some of these rare elements can be recovered and used again.
So you're saying if I help out, I'm kind of being a chemistry superhero too, just like you?
No one is just like me, Karina. But you'll be the next best thing.
Thanks, K-Mystery.
K-Mystery, Elements in Danger, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more and get hands-on with chemistry at funkidslive.com/chemistry.
So for more episodes of Karina and K-Mystery, you can search Chemistry for Kids wherever you're listening to this and download more. So I hope you're listening closely because here are three questions about that episode coming up right after Beck's Chats to the Week, Junior.
All right, so let's go over to the Week Junior magazine. That's the magazine making sense of the world right now. And I believe we've got writer Michael down the line. Hey, Michael.
Hello. I've got a great story for you, Bex, about a forest of community face mask trees, which is growing across the UK. Some of our listeners might even have seen some themselves. Now, these trees, many of them are made actually using hat stands, have face masks hanging off them that people can go and take for free. And these masks, which are in protective packaging, have been made by local volunteers, and people who take one are then encouraged to donate to a local charity if they want to. And Naomi Betts from Salisbury in Wiltshire, England, came up with the idea, and it's since spread across the UK. There's more than 150 of these mask trees now up around the country. As I said, some of you may have seen them, or if not, some of you might be inspired to start one yourself. And if you want to know how to make a face mask, we even have a whole explainer in the latest issue of The Week Junior about how to make a face mask. But it shows how people are, you know, helping out others, putting these things out there and just letting people take them for free and making sure that, everyone has the protection that they need.
That's such a lovely story that everybody's coming together. I mean, during this time, I think everybody has kind of made sure everyone else is okay. But that is a lovely old story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great just to see people kind of looking out for each other and just to even just think up that idea in the first place. Just think, oh, you know, let's leave these masks out there and tell people, you know, just come along and take one for free. And then, you know, if you want, donate to charity as well. So hopefully it will, you know, spread a bit more kindness around as well.
Oh, that's such a lovely story. Well, Michael, thank you so much for that. And hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, speak soon. Bye.
Alrighty then, let's find out how much you learned from Karina and K Mystery, our chemistry superheroes. So, as well as elements that K Mystery says are at risk, how many other elements are there in your phone? Is it A, 40, B, 70, or C, 120?
I love that you read that like a darts announcer.
120! Yeah.
Excellent. Question two. What's copper used for in your phone? Is it A, to make the screen, B, as an electrical conductor, or C, to make the battery?
And finally, gold doesn't just look pretty, though it does look pretty, in fairness, but true or false, it's also used to make circuit boards.
All right, should we go back and get those answers, Josh?
Oh, yes, please. So, the first question was, as well as elements that K-Mystery says are at risk, how many other elements are there in your phone? It was B, 70.
Question two, what is copper used for in your phone? The answer is B, as an electrical conductor.
And finally, gold doesn't just look pretty, but true or false, it's also used to make circuit boards. That was true. There is gold in your phone. But don't go breaking apart phones and sort of panning for gold and scraping it off and taking it down to a scrap merchant, because there's not much, trust me.
We do live and learn. And now you've learnt to never take apart your phone just for a tiny ounce of gold. Let us know if you did really well in those questions. Go to funkidslive.com/stuck and get up to those things that we mentioned earlier. Perhaps you fancy learning something brand new in a YouTube tutorial, or like me, you want to make some back garden games. Tell us all about it. That's pretty much it today. So goodbye from Josh.
Bye bye.
And from me. Remember to rate, review 5 stars and subscribe wherever it is you get this podcast from. We're back on Monday. Don't you worry about that. And to play us out, we're hearing another tune from Sean and Robot's brand new podcast. It's their Sean and Robot's Comedy Circuit. You can find it wherever it is you're listening to Stuck at Home right now. Just search for it. That is Sean and Robot's Comedy Circuit. This tune we're going to play you out with is called Pancakes Are Flat, But They're Not a Good Hat. It is an electro classic, and this is from episode 5. Bye.
Strange when you wear them like that. Neat shoes are great when you walk, you mince. Lobster bits are friendly, but they really pinch.
What to eat, what to wear. What to eat, what to wear.
A skirt of beef is a little too heavy. A kipper tie is incredibly smelly. A shoulder pad tie can be really tasty. Or take off your shoes and eat the shoe pastry.
What to eat, what to wear. What to eat, what to wear.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.